100.5 The River. I'm Kim Carson. And remember years ago, I always worked with Select Michigan, and then the governor cut the program. And basically what Select Michigan was all about is buying local. It's so important to know the people who grow your food. And you don't always do that when you shop in the stores. So anyway, with this being apple season and all, I decided to invite in Andy Sietsma from Sietsma Orchards and Cider Mill. And so anyway, first of all, welcome.
Thank you.
Now tell me, you guys are doing kind of a little move or something, right?
Yep. We used to be at Knapp and the Beltline, which is now Knapp's Corner. A lot of Grand Rapids and West Michigan is familiar with that.
Yeah.
We have since moved out to Ada, 8540 2 Mile Road in Ada.
Nice.
We're doing creating what we had there on the Beltline in Knapp and bringing it out there to Ada with a little modern-day twist, if you will.
And now, you were telling me that you are a fourth-generation farmer, and it's a family farm and market, and you kind of, your goal, which I love this, is to educate the public, because, you know, people are not educated on their food. I hate to say it, but I learned it when I lost 120 pounds a couple years ago.
Yep.
I thought I knew what I was doing, but you just don't.
No, and you know, that's what we're trying to do, as you said, educate people, give them a little bit different, offer them a little bit something different out there than you can get at any other farm market.
And you said kind of a less commercial feel and more like it used to be in the old days, where you knew the farmer who was growing your food. You knew the quality you were getting.
Yep, we want to create an intimate setting out there. We want to have, you know, the family come and just enjoy the afternoon out there, and, you know, sit on the porch swing and have a good time.
Oh, man, that sounds great. I didn't know you had a porch swing, too. And you've got a special event also coming up on Saturday, right?
Yep. Saturday from 3 to 7, we're teaming up with the Gildas Club Grand Rapids and their Club Red, which is the younger generation that Gildas Club is trying to get involved with. Gildas Club, from 3 to 7 there, all of 20% of the proceeds there will be going straight to Gildas Club.
Great. You know, you want to buy local, and if you want to know all the reasons why, probably a good idea to stop by at Andy Sietsma. Now, you brought me a caramel apple a couple weeks ago for this whole thing, and I got to tell you, it was the best. I eat a lot of caramel apples. It was the best caramel apple I have ever had, bar none. Seriously. I'm not just saying that. It was when I bit into that, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've never had a caramel apple like this. And then you brought me some cider, and you have a lot of things there, right?
Yep. Caramel, along with the caramel apples, we have cider, our own in-house cider. We have donuts. People are dropping dead almost when they come in the door, and that smell of the donuts hit them, and just from
your mouth starts salivating.
Yeah, and I guess people about a couple miles away came in the other day, said they could smell them, literally smell the donuts.
It helps when you have a fan blowing the scent out, right?
Yeah, thanks to government regulations, now we have to have a big exhaust fan and everything. So, I'm working on a winery license for hard cider too.
Nice. So, and you know, it's kind of cool. You brought me. You said something. I've never heard of this before. I've never had one. It's an heirloom apple. And what was the one you were telling me? I think it was Monticello.
Yeah. No, it's a Spitzenberg.
Okay.
It's one of Thomas Jefferson's favorite apples.
Yeah, Monticello.
And he had it planted at Monticello.
Wow.
Yes.
That is wild. And then you also have an apple here that you said has more vitamin C than
an orange.
An orange. Which one?
Ripston Pippin. It's probably my favorite one. It's from the late 1700s from England. Brought over. Seeds were brought over on the boat, you know, and they planted here and took. So, I mean, that's what we're trying to do. We have 88 different varieties out there, but a lot of those heirlooms are 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5 trees that we're experimenting with, because a lot of them do not do well in the climate here. So we have them available at a very limited basis right now. You know, occasionally we'll have testings. I had a testing at the local first event the other night there, and it was interesting to see everybody. I only cut up 1 or 2 Honeycrisp, but then I cut up 6, 7, 8 of my. I had 5 other heirlooms there, and everybody loved them.
So. Wow! Oh, I've never seen an apple that looked like that. I can't wait to go and try it.
Yeah, it's a lot like the It's a lot like wine and wine tasting. You know, they have different complex flavors. They'll hit you in the front and the back of the palate. So.
Wow, that is so much fun. Hey, listen, we'll see you on Saturday at Sietsma Orchards and Cider Mill. And the best part is it's a benefit for Gilda's Club. It's a fundraiser. 20% of the proceeds will be going to Gilda's Club. It's a Saturday, October 22nd from 3 until 7, celebrating with Club Red, kind of trying to reach the younger generation of women. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Andy.
Thank you.
Andy Sietsma. It's located at 8540 2 Mile Road in Ada.